Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a long road trip last weekend. What did practice look like for your team this week?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Kelly. Monday was I don't want to say a struggle, but you could tell it. The travel certainly affected the group. But we kept it really, really light on Monday. Just kind of did a passing skill day and maybe around the ice for 45 minutes. And, Tuesday started a little slow, but I give my assistants credit. They kind of recognized it. They stopped and they said, look, we know the travel is tough, but it's over. You know, now we got to get focused on what we got coming up, and let's bring the energy up. And the group did that. So we had a good skate Tuesday, a really good skate Wednesday, and got down here yesterday. Had another good skate, really high energy, and another got on the ice again this morning. So we're ready to go.
Your team dropped the first game of the weekend, 5-0. Came back, redeemed themselves with that 2-2. Overtime tie with number 10 Clarkson. What did you take away from that weekend and learn about your team?
Well, I think they just realized that the things we showed them Saturday morning, they went out and executed Saturday night. And what I liked was the fact that we faced some different forms of adversity, but quite a bit of it. Just those penalties and having to kill off a 5-on-3 down by a goal in the third period. I thought that group did a great job. And again, you're trailing by a goal, entering the third on the road. We managed to score to tie it up. And then actually, I thought we had them on our heels after we tied that game up. And then again, another penalty at the end of regulation where we had to kill it off about a minute and a half into the overtime. So, and then we had some people out with injuries. So all of those things, I thought we were able to overcome it. And the big thing is we grew as a team, realizing if we play a certain way, we can compete with anybody. And we know we're certainly going to get a test again. It's very similar to that tonight.
You talk about the special teams from last weekend and the weekend before, for that matter. How much is that going to help you coming into this game tonight against Minnesota?
Well, we've always talked about how important special teams are. Usually in our league, they can play a big role. So obviously we know Minnesota's got a dynamic power play. They're tremendously skilled. So first we have to be really disciplined. We can't give them any opportunities on the power play if we can help it. But the success we've had certainly going to give that group confidence. And the same with the power play. Our power play has been productive for us. We know it's going to be a little different in terms of who we're playing again tonight. But, again, that confidence level is there, and the group feels good about themselves. And what I liked, even if we didn't score, I know on Friday we generated a lot of momentum. Just unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalize.
You mentioned a couple of injuries to your team. I noticed neither are in the lineup tonight. Adrian Evangelist and Maya Hedrick both got dinged up last weekend. What is their status?
Yeah, they didn't make the trip. Just, again, it's a long season. Felt best for both of them just take the weekend off. And hopefully next weekend they'll be back in. But if not then, then soon after. It's just one of those things where playing now certainly could compound it and maybe make it worse going down the road. So we're taking a cautious approach and realizing there's a lot of hockey left. And certainly very, very important pieces to our team. And I know they'd much prefer to be here supporting and playing, but we just felt it was best for them just to stay home and rest.
You finally begin league play, Minnesota. It doesn't get any harder than this weekend, but what's kind of the mentality of your team coming into this weekend?
Well, it's a great challenge. We know that. They're a great team. They're they have 9 super seniors, which says a lot. I mean, Brad said, he goes, this is the most experienced team he's had in 16 years. I think he has 3 true freshmen playing, and 2 of them are one's from Sweden, one's from Finland, both played in the Olympics this last winter, so they're not your typical freshmen. So they're a deep team in every position. But you know what? It's a challenge, and that's the way we're looking at it. Again, there's not many folks outside our locker room maybe give the Beavs a chance. But we're just going to go out here. We're going to compete. We're going to play hard. We're going to play to our identity, and we'll see what happens.
This place is a fun place to play. You get a great crowd here. First game for Minnesota outside of that exhibition game against the Whitecaps. What do you expect, and what have you kind of told your team to get ready for?
Yeah, it can be a fun place to play. They're doing a banner raising today, and it's not just the league opener, but it's for them, it's their season opener. They have played 2 exhibition games. They played the University of Manitoba 2 weeks ago, and then they played the Whitecaps this last weekend. So, but yeah, it you know, but the men are playing Mankato next door at 7 o'clock, so maybe that takes some of the other hockey fans away. But we'll have a really good crowd here of ourselves, a lot of parents, obviously, from a lot of our Minnesota players. Their parents will be here, their family members will be here, so there'll be a good green section cheering for the Beavs. But yeah, it's fun. You just got to build off that energy that the crowd is going to bring.
What is it going to take to get a win here at Ritter Arena against this Gopher team?
Well, you know, we just got to go. Like I said, we got to. There's a number of things we've talked about. We've talked really a lot about, again, managing the puck. They're such a dangerous team in transition, and you know, we're going to need to, you know, work together to get the puck out of the zone. I mean, that's an area I know that we have to be good at, just, you know, getting pucks out. But you know, I think it's more of a mentality, just going out and believing and realizing you can't do it by yourself. It's going to take all of us playing as a unit, and we need to stay connected both mental, you know, physically and mentally, and just staying locked in and focused and in the moment. Each shift, each period, just take it one shift at a time, and just go out and battle as hard as you can, play for each other, and we'll see what happens.
Coach, good luck tonight. Go get a win.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.